If you are ready to find God's calling for your life, or maybe you already know your calling, but you just aren't sure how to embrace it, then you came to the right place. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker. I'm a Christian motivational speaker, coach trainer, and coach for Christian women. My joy comes from helping Christians just like you discover your own unique calling through five core components: your spiritual gifts, your love language, passion-driven pursuits, aspirational goals, and heartfelt concerns. Get ready to take notes and embrace the change because, friend, it's time to get serious about God's calling on your life. Have you ever heard the saying, "You get what you focus on"? Goodness, this has definitely been my story for the past year or so. If you have been listening to the podcast for any amount of time, then you know I'm pretty open about our debt. Some of it occurred from unexpected expenses, like our central air unit going out. And then this past winter, literally on the coldest day of the year, our furnace went out. Those are just some of the unexpected expenses that we've had to deal with. However, we also have some debt due to some very bad choices that we made, such as buying a motorcycle that I no longer want. My husband's not too happy about that, about me not wanting it anymore, but I just don't want the monthly payment is what it is. I want the motorcycle, I just don't want the monthly payment that comes along with it. Or the decision to leave my job in 2022 with no consistent income flowing in before I left. Now, in my defense, I left because I got carpal tunnel from that job, and it literally became too much to even do the simplest daily task, like opening a door. It was so bad I couldn't even unbutton my pants to use the restroom. Anyway, we take full responsibility for our debt. I know you're probably wondering, what does all this have to do with a mindset shift and stepping out in faith? Well, it actually has a lot to do with it. I know that your story may be different, so I'm going to use mine as an illustration. Therefore, as I share my story, I would like for you to think about your own life and how you too are doing similar things and how you can change it. Okay, so since we have this debt, I decided to go back to work. I figured working plus working the business will help us to get out of debt a lot faster, because getting out of debt is my number one goal as of right now. And if going back to work is a sacrifice that I have to make that happen, then I'm all for it. So I thought. With that said, I began to feel really, really guilty after I accepted the job, which I accepted 2 weeks ago. I was feeling so guilty that I have been stuck in my head for the past 2 weeks, ever since I accepted the job, with daunting thoughts like, how can I work, podcast, serve my people inside the mentorship, serve one-on-one clients, book speaking gigs, homeschool, cook, clean, and still do the other 100 things on my list. When I say the thoughts were dawning, it was more like haunting. I was waking up at random hours. I began to have thoughts like, is God even real? Do I even have a calling? It got pretty dark. Hence why I didn't post an episode on Wednesday. I tried, but I couldn't think right. Everything felt off. In fact, I tried recording several episodes and I would go and delete them because it just didn't feel right. Thankfully, I am surrounded with a team of coaches who are also dear friends, and two of them could tell that something was not right. When I tell you coaching works, friend, coaching works. And let me tell you, if you've ever had a coach that did not make you cry or make you mad, then they were not doing their job. I say that because sometimes we need to be called out. Okay, a lot of the times we need to be called out, especially when we can't see our own blind spot. Sometimes being called out will make you mad, and other times it might make you cry. Either way, it's important to get those feelings out instead of holding them in, because when you hold them in, they build up and they build up and they build up, and eventually they're going to explode. So for the past 2 weeks, I have been in a darkness filled with guilt and a lot of emotions. Today, when I woke up, I realized I have a choice. And I realized this from a book that I'm reading, and also, combined with the coaching that I received this week from the coaches on my team. I realized I have a choice to decide what I think and how I feel. And so don't you. 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I have actually been thinking about this for many, many years. And when I say many years, pretty much all my life. Since I was old enough to even understand that verse, or what I thought I was understanding. Sounds great, but how do I do that? That's what I would think when the pastor would say that from the pulpit, when he would read that verse. Ever wondered how to take your thoughts captive? Especially the really intrusive ones? Me too. Well, it's actually pretty simple. However, it takes time. See, you didn't get to where you are in life right now overnight. Therefore, you can't leave that place overnight. But with some intentional thoughts, you can overcome whatever it is that is holding you back, so that you can finally step out in faith by simply acknowledging that you do have a choice. When you have a negative feeling or a thought, you can shift your mindset. I'm actually doing a training on this inside the mentorship, which reminds me. I got together with the other coaches and we decided to close the doors April 30th and not open them again until July 1st. So it's going to be a quarterly thing where the doors open. And going forward, we haven't decided how long the doors will stay open, but for this month, they're going to be open until April 30th. Also, this is really huge. We changed the investment from $97 a month to $47 a month for founding members who enroll by April 30th, and that will be locked in as long as you are a member. Check the show notes to learn more. I promise you, you will not regret becoming a member. And if you do, there is a 7-day money back guarantee. And you can cancel anytime. So you don't join and you're locked in for 3 months or 6 months. You can cancel whenever you want. You literally have nothing to lose, but a whole lot to gain. Okay, so back to the mindset shift. You have a choice. For example, when I woke up this morning, I realized no one is making me take this job. I made the choice to do so. Then I began to think about all the benefits. By doing so, my thoughts and my feelings began to change from negative to positive. Because if you remember, I was thinking about starting this job. How was I going to do all these things, which were very negative, and they sent me down this huge rabbit hole of disbelief, and which actually pulled me away from God. But when I woke up this morning and I thought about it differently in a more positive way, and I took those thoughts captive and I gave it to God, everything changed. Then I started thinking about my debt. I'll be super honest. My feelings immediately went back to negative, with thoughts such as, I will never get out of debt. This isn't possible. This is going to take years. What am I doing? I'm doomed. I've ruined my life. Those are just some of the intruding thoughts I had within seconds. However, after I indulged in them for a few seconds longer, I made the conscious decision to change my thought to trust God, and He will see me through. I simply acknowledged the feeling I was having, which was, oh goodness, it was so many feelings. I don't even know how to explain it. It was a feeling of defeat. So I realized I was feeling defeated. So I said, okay, I'm feeling defeated because I have this debt. And then I simply said, but I am choosing to trust God because He will see me through. And then I had an aha moment where I realized I'm not out of debt yet, because that is what I was focusing on. I was so focused on the debt that my mind would go from, I have to pay the next bill, to it's never enough, which sent me down that rabbit hole again. And you know what? It never was enough, which in return stopped me from stepping out in faith to do more to book clients and to do more to book speaking gigs or workshops, which would both allowed me to embrace my calling, pay off my debt, all without going back to work. Notice I didn't say having to go back to work, because going back to work is my choice. Again, if you want coaching around how to change your mindset on stepping out in faith, or you simply want to find and embrace your calling, then come join us inside the mentorship. I promise you will love it and you will get results. Here is what a client from inside the mentorship had to say. This is kind of long, so bear with me, but it's good. Shauna's unique calling mentorship has been really great for me. In my past, I've spent more and got less. Please don't get any ideas, Shauna. Anyway, it's been great. It's the personal service from the goal setting and accountability to weekly check-ins and the learning modules, plus there's various coaches to draw from as well. But beware, Shauna won't allow you to quit on yourself, so you better be ready for change. I'd recommend the mentorship to anyone looking for the motivation, tools, inspiration, and someone to help guide them towards God's plan for their life. As always, I will leave you with something to think about. If you have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, then you have the same power to take your thoughts captive and step out in faith. If you are ready to embrace God's calling on your life, then I want to invite you to take my quiz where you will discover how far along you actually are on this path. Whether you doubt your abilities, feel incapable of fulfilling God's purpose, or perceive yourself as unique, you can still embrace and align with your unique calling. Take the quiz by clicking the link down in the show notes.